Random House Audio presents Niceville by Karsten Stroud. Read for you by Anne-Marie Lee. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Monument to the Confederate Dead, Forsyth Park, Savannah, Georgia. Malicious men may die, but malice, never. Molière, Tartuffe. Rainy Teague doesn't make it home. In less than an hour, the Niceville Police Department managed to ID the last person to see the missing kid. He was a shopkeeper named Alf Pennington, who ran a used bookstore on North Gwinnett, near the intersection with Kingsbane Walk. This was right along the usual route the boy, whose name was Rainy Teague, took to get from Regiopolis Prep to his house in Garrison Hills. It was a distance of about a mile, and the 10-year-old, a rambler who liked to take his time and look in all the shop windows, usually covered it in about 35 minutes. Rainy's mother, Sylvia, a high-strung but level-headed mom who was struggling with ovarian cancer, had the kids' after-school snack, ham and cheese and pickles, all laid out in the kitchen at the family home in Garrison Hills. She was sitting at her computer, poking around on Ancestry.com with half her attention on the front door, waiting, as always, for Rainy to come bouncing in, glancing now and then at the time marker on the taskbar. It was 3:24, and she was picturing her boy, the child of her later years, adopted from a foster home in Sallytown after she had endured...